Back now with Day to Day. There's a video on YouTube right now that's a sensation. It's of a little robot dancing to a song by the band Spoon. You can hear it in the background. It doesn't look like a typical awkward robot with, you know, those herky-jerky movements and scary flashing eyes. This one is made of two yellow squishy spheres. It has big eyes and a nose, and it's just about 6 inches high.
I saw the video. It looks like a little snowman made out of peeps. You know, those yellow bird things you get on Easter?
Yeah, it does. And even though, so it doesn't look anything like us because we don't look like
it's adorable.
Peeps. It is adorable. But it seems a lot more human than the robots meant to look human. And it has a name, Keep-On. Keep-On is from Japan. But I found out that Keep-On is here in Los Angeles now at the Wired Next Fest show. So I went to meet him. I'm here with our tech correspondent, Shenny Jardin. Hi, Shenny.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, here we are in a room that I'm obviously in another universe. This is just filled with all these technological gadgets.
Packed.
Yeah. And what is this?
So we're standing in front of a big, maybe like 15 or 20 foot tall metal structure with these rods that shoot down red laser beams. It's a light harp. So if you can imagine a harp that was made out of red laser beams and you sort of strum your fingers along the laser beams, the beams of light, that's what makes the sound. When people walk through it, it's like they're strumming a harp with their body.
But it's invisible.
Yeah.
It looks like just plain air.
Yeah.
And you touch it and it makes this music. Okay, you know what I feel like? I feel like I'm at a Grateful Dead concert. Those people who dance around.
And,
oh
man, Grateful Dead concerts would have been a lot more fun if they happened with this sort of stuff. Madeline, let's find the robots. Let's find Keep-On.
Keep-On, yes. I can't stand it anymore. I have to find that little thing.
The squishy little yellow dancing robot.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Likewise.
So, I'm the developer and the creator of the robot.
Could you please say your name for us?
Yes. My name is Hideki Kojima from Kyoto, Japan.
And you are the roboticist who created Keep-On.
Yes. Half of me is a roboticist to create Keep-On, and another half of me is a psychologist to use the Keep-On for the child research.
And could you tell us more about how you use Keep-On to work with children?
Okay. So the Keep-On has been used in preschool and therapeutic institute for autistic kids.
Children with autism.
Yeah.
To see how they react.
We are observing that way, how those children interpret intuitively socially meaningful information from the robot's behavior.
Because maybe they find this tiny little robot that's so cute a lot less threatening than a grown-up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually the robot is pretty small. It's just less than 5 inches tall, and it's grabbable or huggable. So, and well, there's nothing but two eyes. Eyes are cameras, and the nose is a microphone. So it is pretty easy for them to, well, approach the Keep-On and interact with the Keep-On.
Do you play with them yourself?
Well, yes. I can't tell my private life, but well, I often play with, well, Keep-On. Yeah, that's my best friend.
He's your best friend?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, Shenny, we've had enough of the cute, enough of the fun. There's some big news being made here at the Wired Next Fest, and it does involve robots.
Exactly. Google and the XPRIZE Foundation announced today a $30 million prize for the first company or set of individuals that create a robotic lunar lander that can get to the moon and hang out on the moon long enough to explore, I think it was about a half kilometer of moon terrain, and then send data back to Earth about that.
My name's William Pomerantz, and I'm the Director of Space Projects at the XPRIZE Foundation.
Why is this important?
I've always dreamed about Apollo and how cool it would have been to have been part of that generation that got to go to the moon the first time and been secretly jealous that I wasn't part of it. So this is the chance for sort of my generation to say, hey, we're here, this is how we're going to do it.
And what does Google get out of it?
We had Google's co-founder, Larry Page, here on stage today announcing the prize, and he sort of says, we want everyone, all the students in the world, to become better at science, technology, engineering, and math, as long as we get the first crack at hiring them.
You know, Shenny, forget $30 million. Why not send Keep-On to the moon?
Look, if there's any face that I think the alien overlords out there would welcome with open arms, it'd be that cute little guy. I nominate him as the representative of the human species.
Off he goes. Day-to-day tech contributor Shani Jordan, thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure, Madeline.
You can see pictures of Keep On as well as a very humanoid robot at our website, npr.org.